Okay, this is Natalie from Creative Arts Level 3, Year 1. Okay, so Natalie, just if you need some support, just look here. Could you please talk us through your projects, theme, discipline, and your recent experimentations?
My theme is therapy, mainly art therapy.
No, you're doing great. That's perfect.
I don't want to do this. I don't know what to say.
So your theme is art therapy, yeah? And that's the sort of route you're going down. What discipline are you sort of exploring for this?
Fine art.
Fine art. Yeah, real, but I think more specifically it's a bit of 3D.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say? Yeah? Okay, Brill, thank you. And then would you like to just explain to us really briefly what experimentations you've been doing?
So I've experimented with expanding foam and created different shapes.
Okay, maybe we need to pause there and backtrack so that everybody else understands. So Natalie, as far as I'm aware, you've been exploring art therapy, and your idea for the exhibition is to create an installation room. Is that an idea? Okay, but we're linking in with sort of learning barriers here, aren't we? Going down the sensory route for people with perhaps autism. I know that that's been an inspiration from your research. So Natalie is trying to explore senses, so that's being touch, sight, sound, ears, or anything else?
Smell.
Smell, okay, brilliant. And these are what you've been experimenting with so far, aren't they? So you've tried the expanding foam. What else have you experimented with?
Cement.
Oh, okay, that's a new one.
I've done textured tiles with like rice, fluff, silicone, and then I gave the textured tiles to my brother. And from that, he chose, like, I could see which ones he preferred.
Okay, brilliant. That's a good sort of way to do your market research.
And he preferred the filler, the wood filler, and the silicone. So I'd done more research. I'd done more, like, experimentation with that. So I've put them on the forms with the with the expanding foam that I've created. He likes repetitive feelings, so I done the dots and the spikes, and I've created some scrapers so that I can create repetitive feelings.
That's come directly from your brother's sort of feedback.
Yeah.
Okay, that's brilliant. Maybe do you want to pass some of these sort of sensory experiments around so people can actually feel them? Because that's what they're for.
I can, like, that one, but that one's still...
Is it wet?
Yeah.
Did you do that this morning?
Yeah.
Well, what about the silicone one? Do you want to pass that down that way? They're here, I can see them. I kind of want to feel one too. Are they wet?
Kind of. I didn't bring the dry one.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Is that one on the 3D foam wet? Okay. Well, we must admire from afar then. What's that one? Is that dry? That's cement. Okay.
Yeah, it didn't work out very well.
Okay, why didn't it work out very well?
Because of the grit with the sand. You have to put loads of sand with the cement. So I tried, I don't know if it's this. I tried one without cement, without sand in the cement, and it turned out really well, but I don't think I brought it.
That's okay. I'm going to pass that round. Okay, thank you. So you've all got a couple questions to ask our lovely artists. So, and these are hopefully will feed into sort of group critique feedback forms for each other. Okay, so Jay, would you like to fire away with a question that you haven't yet asked?
So you said you're exploring like all the senses. I was just wondering, like, how would you explore the others rather than, because you focused on touch. So
that's a really valid question.
I am planning on experimenting with light, but I don't know where to start with that. I've only picked like, it's mainly just touch and light from my artist research. So I am planning on doing some experimentation with light, just haven't done it yet.
Okay, thank you. And thank you also, Jay. And I think maybe, should we agree as a group that that could be an area for development? Yeah, so thank you, Jay. So a bit more experimentation with light. And do you know how you do that? Not yet? Okay, well, it could be that you ask Ben next week when he's back, you know, Ben from media.
Yeah.
Man, because I know that over in the performing arts they have so many big light fixtures that maybe there's a way that we could put a sort of filter on. I know from experience working in care with people with ASD is that they really love, I know everybody with autism is just one person with autism, so you can't clump them together, but from experience the people that I worked with, they really liked dappled light. You know, like this here in the doorway, can you see that on the floor? Yeah, so they really liked that dappled light, so maybe that's something that we could experiment with. Maybe that's another area of development, is a little bit more research into that area, if that's what you're trying to bring into this project, yeah? Because if it's a sensory thing and it's something that you've already researched, then I think it would be important to bring that in. Yeah, is that fair? Okay, brilliant. Thank you, Jay. Really, really good input. So we've got some suggestions there already. Vicky, do you want to fire away with a question for our lovely artist?
What are going to be your next steps?
We've got one already, so we're going to experiment with light. I think what you need to do is just backtracking to what you said earlier about the shapes. Have you made any further?
Yeah, I need to refine my shapes because I have got some natural, like curved shapes, and then some more rigid, like man-made shapes.
They're a bit more geometric, aren't they?
Yeah.
So, because we were looking at that, your brother really likes footballs. And in your research, there was so many reoccurring circles, mm-hmm. shapes and forms. So we talked about sort of dissecting them and making them a bit more abstract in a way. So refined shapes is in your next steps. Yeah, amazing. Thank you. Is there anything else that's on your next steps?
Colours.
Colours. Okay, that's good.
Because it also does link in with light. I know that from my research, talking to an art therapist, that I shouldn't really be scared to use bright colours because that's not always a trigger, but like it's not really, like I don't need to use like all muted colours, but maybe not primary red and like the primary colours, because that might be a bit cliche.
They're a bit preschool.
Yeah.
Primary, aren't they? But yeah, is there sort of, was when you went to speak to this art therapist, did you ask her much about sort of reoccurring colours that she uses within her practice?
She uses quite a lot of pastels, pastel colours, because it sets the room quite nice and calming.
Okay, I like that. So maybe that could be an element that you bring into your work? Is those calming colours, because that's what you want to achieve really, isn't it? It's like a safe sensory space,
mm-hmm.
is that right? Okay, brilliant, thank you. How long have we got left? A couple minutes. Rodrigo, do you want to fire away a question?
On the topic of like lights, will you need support from technicians?
I'm gonna need help from Ben, because he can help me sort out the lights and maybe give me that resource.
Yes, because he's the digital man.
Yeah.
So, again, thank you, Rodrigo. I think that could be another next step for you, is maybe booking some time with Ben to talk through the lighting, how it works, how it would work in the exhibition space, what colours there are. Yeah? Okay, so I'll put that down as a note, book in with Ben. Braille, thank you. And Jacob?
What have you looked at in terms of like primary research, other than like speaking to professionals?
I've spoken to Paige, an artist, and also has ESD. Her work is focused on texture, similar to what I'm looking into. And she was able to give me feedback on my work, and I was able to ask her some questions about her experiences. And I've used my brother as primary research. I've done some art therapy with him.
Yeah, you've done a lot of primary research, and I think that that's feeding directly into your project. You've also gone out of your way to contact an art therapist in Jersey and meet up with them. I think your primary research is quite strong. It's just now the case of how are you going to use that within your work, yeah? So in terms of shape, I just want to make it clear that if anybody has any specific feedback that they want out of today, then just do ask those questions. So how are you in terms of figuring out the shapes you want to use? Do you need feedback with that, or is that just continued experimentation?
I do need feedback on that.
Okay, so maybe we could open that up to the group. So if we just give them a brief overview of what shapes you've been looking at already, which I think we mentioned earlier, didn't we? Sort of geometric, sort of deconstructed sort of football shapes. You like those hexagons that were in there, and that was a thing that we've been experimenting with at the moment. And I think we were thinking about sort of having a tactile installation, but having them on the wall. Was that right?
Yeah.
And then the possibility of something sort of dangling down to have that immersive experience. It's kind of hard to visualise, isn't it, without... Have you got any sketches or anything?
No.
Okay, so there again, maybe another area of improvement is shape development and consideration to the presentation. So has anybody got any feedback on the shapes that we've used here? Maybe a strength, maybe an area that she could develop it further? What about scale? Do we need to go bigger? I think maybe bigger, if you're going to fill a room. Yeah? Anyone? Jay, have you got a suggestion on shape? Shape development and scale. Or Jacob?
I've got a suggestion.
Go on.
It's a sort of idea. When you were talking about light and I looked over there, I was thinking that maybe you could do, you know how children sometimes play around with like a torch and they put like their hands in front of it to create like shapes or like a bird or something. I feel like you could possibly maybe do that, play around with the light in that way and like the shadows and what sort of shapes or a bird or animals you could create with your hands.
I quite like the idea. I'm taking inspiration from that idea, and maybe the lights sort of hanging in a way, are displayed in a way that if you've got any hanging work, they then create extra lights and shadows within your work. And I think that's a valid point, thank you. But we're talking about shape as well.
Yeah,
yeah, but thank you, I like that idea. So in terms of shapes, what have you explored so far? So we've looked at sort of geometric shapes. And how do you guys feel about these? Are they aesthetically pleasing? Do you like the shape? Can you envision them on walls, a bit bigger?
I feel like you could put them together in sort of like puzzle pieces in a way, like a bunch of like different geometric shapes and put them together and you'd see all the little like corners and like the slants and stuff like that. So I feel like it would look interesting if you put them all together possibly.
Yeah, and I think maybe if we just, I guess it depends on costing and resources, doesn't it? Like, I don't know how much of this expanding foam we've got here. Is that something you've asked Andy?
he said he can get some more.
Okay.
If I do want to make...
bigger. Okay. Well, so far I feel that you've explored quite hard surfaces in terms of textures.
Yeah.
And I know that something that you really liked as part of your research was that fabric soft ball in the,
yeah,
what's it called, that room, the base room.
Base room.
Maybe that's something that we could play with as well in terms of shape, because that was this thing, it was like a fabric puzzle, wasn't it? It looked like a giant bow almost, but
yeah,
you could like pull it apart, unknot it, it was tactile, it was soft, it was fluffy. So I think that those textures maybe could be something as well.
Mm-hmm.
When you think of fidget toys and stress balls, they're often a bit soft and squidgy, aren't they? But I think for you in terms of shape, I think that these are quite successful so far in terms of adding texture to, because it's quite a big surface area that's quite easy to adhere to. But I think there needs to be a little bit more research for that. Would you agree? Or maybe just revisiting your research visually and seeing what shapes are reoccurring there.
Yeah.
Yeah? So, okay, perfect, thank you. So, again, in your little... Go on, Jacob.
I was going to say, as part of like your exploring senses, there's these things called bowling balls, which are like these Chinese stress balls that have like chimes in them. And, like, when they like collide, they make like a sound that's meant to like...
be calming.
Know, yeah.
Oh, what's that called, sorry?
They're called bowling balls. I think that's called B-A.
I'm going to ask you to write that down.
Yeah.
I don't know how to spell that. Okay, thanks, guys. So we're just going to wrap up now. And then I don't know, Jay, if you want to just sort of chat with Vicky across the table about strengths of the project, so three areas of strengths. You can write down that ball thing you suggested and talk briefly with Rodrigo about any areas of development for Natalie. And I think we've sort of touched on some of those already. So if I give you 2 minutes and then we can sort of add that to Natalie's form. Was that supportive, Natalie? Yeah, are you sure? Okay, well, if you want, we can always do sort of like a more one-to-one tutorial after. Natalie's got her form, so if you just hand her the post-it notes. So do talk to each other, Jay and Vicky. We've got, there we go, there's our timer, but I started that late. So if I give you another 2 minutes or a minute, just quick fire. Yeah?
So we're doing strengths.
Strengths, oh, yeah. You can do, yeah, go on, be scribe, and then Vicky's got a post-it note, but do talk together. And then that's for Vicky.
She's got loads of primary research.
Is that one for?
Yeah.
So we can
add that.
Is that one for?
Oh, definitely like.
Well done,
shape.
Natalie. Thank you.
Like, oh no, not shape.